They told us to give a disclaimer. The views expressed on this podcast are those of the podcasters, any guests, and do not reflect any of the management, owners, sponsorships, or employees of thereof. Pretty much, if you're soft, don't listen to this podcast.
One thing I pride myself on is just being the same and trying to look out for my folks along the way.
Like, even with all these, you know, big things happening, nigga, like, you still mad humble and you still, like, you have enough clout now where you could easily be like, I'm not fucking with this. I'm not fucking with that.
Oh, yeah, motherfuckers. It's on.
Dre Rocca. The show's unrestricted. I got a very special guest in the studio right now. My man, Vito.
Yo, yo. What's poppin', man?
Hey, man. You got a big show tonight. Play Hard Events presents you.
Absolutely.
At the Complex.
Yes, sir.
Doors open at 7 o'clock. TheComplexSLC.com is where you can get tickets. There's still some available. Vito, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm blessed. It's been a great start of the year. Ended the year with a bang, too, so feeling good.
What's good about today?
I'm alive. I'm here. Breathing. Family's good. You know, got the breath in my body.
We just celebrated the new year, the holidays. Do you have any resolutions? Are you a resolutions kind of guy?
Not really, man. I think my whole thing is how you start the year is how your year is gonna play out. So for me, it was just going hard in the gym, going crazy in the studio, writing, just staying productive. So I started with that mindset, and I feel like for the rest of the year, that's the only thing that's gonna be happening is being productive.
That gym hits hard.
Oh, absolutely.
And hits home for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm on a weight loss journey. I've lost close to 70 pounds.
Absolutely. Man, congratulations.
And this week, like, we're what, day 7 in the new year? I've lost 2 pounds.
That's what's up.
This week.
So that's what's up, man.
Feeling good about it,
man. It's not easy to get that up off you, man. So to hear you say that, bro, that you actually really working, man, and that's dope.
Yeah, man. What else is dope is we got a new album coming out Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
Friday the 13th. Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Mood Swings.
Yeah.
Now, we got 2 singles off of it. We got Do You Mind?
Yeah.
Featuring Chris Brown.
Absolutely.
And then Forever.
Yeah.
Take me through Forever a little bit. You know, we were walking up into the studio. I was like, yo, this is the new wedding song. This is the one where you're going to propose to your girl. Just say yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is, for me, when we did Forever, because I collaborated with a few other writers as well. Great, great guys. Amazing writers. But my whole thing with this song is I wanted to write a song specifically for my fiance. Mm. So how it happened is I got in the studio. They played the beat and I just started freestyling. And you know, it came out, times are crazy. It just came out like that. And I just kept freestyling. The melodies kept coming. And, you know, with the guys, we cleaned the lyrics up a little bit. And I listened back to it. And I'm like, yo, like, this is like going to be one of those songs, like a John Legend, All of Me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be around for a long time. So I just really wanted to, you know, just speak to my fiance or anybody that, you know, has that special person. Like, that song can be a vessel for you to get your emotions out. So Forever literally did what I wanted it to do, was to make her feel away and make the world feel away.
Now, obviously, you said fiance, so I'm assuming she said yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she ain't got no choice.
How long have you been together?
Oh, man, it's been about 12 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. I was playing around, man. I was moving, doing my thing, man. But I was running from love and running from commitment. So, you know, I just decided one day, like, why not? There's nothing out here.
Yeah.
You know, just do it.
My wife's going to hear this and be like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
Because I waited 8 years.
Yeah, man.
I waited 8 years, asshole.
Thank God for patience, because they could have been gone.
Yeah, exactly. And when they're a good one, you want to lock them down, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
And there's nothing else.
Nope. That's it.
And now you have a daughter.
Yeah, 2 years old. Two years old, going on 22.
Do you ever be in the studio or writing and having a track play and see her kind of rock?
Everything. She knows. So I play my album around the house. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unreleased, but the household has heard it. She knows every song from the ad lib. She's talking now. She's forming sentences as well. Mm-hmm. So she knows the record. So I got to play the clean version for her, because she will say the curse words as well. She's actually very musically inclined now. I'm not just saying this because it's my daughter, but she actually, when she sings, she's actually in key.
Wow.
So, I mean, like, yeah, she got a talent already at 2. You know, but going on 3. She'll be 3 in April.
They say the people that you love are your worst enemy. Mm. Your daughter is going to leak your music.
Yeah. And guess what? Yeah, we're going to have to see about that.
Release music? Man, watch, Dad. Sin.
Yeah. She's sin. I'm like, how you send this email? That's why she got her own phone. She ain't got my phone. She better send my song out.
My son, he's 9, and he wants his own iPhone 14. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dog, you can't even tie your shoes, bro.
Right.
Like,
come on, man.
Tie them right, and then I can get you an iPhone.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think for me, man, we just, you know, today is different. Like, you know, the internet, the technology is a way of learning for her as well. Yeah. So we kind of mixed the two. So we got our, you know, the little children's iPad or whatnot. We got a little phone that she only can watch, like, learning stuff. Mm. ABC, 1, 2, 3, colors, shapes, and all that stuff there. So we kind of give it a balance of the technology and the real life learning, and which is, I mean, me and my fiance, I think we do a really good job at being hands-on and just being present. Because it's one thing to be a parent and be there, but to be actually present in the life of a child is something different.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you're creating Mood Swings, right, which is available January 13th,
yeah,
make sure you stream it, go get it. When you're making this project and you do a song like Do You Mind, mm-hmm, are you going out of the family element? Are you locking yourself in the studio and you're like, I'm only worrying about this song? Mm. Or do you like work on a song and then go home, have family time, and then come back?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both. Mm. I think for me, it was more so just creating a song that felt good. I mean, this happens all the time. Like, what a song, because this song was actually recorded some years ago. Mm. So with me and like two of the homies, it's just kind of like, just to piggyback on Warm Embrace for Chris Brown. I wrote Warm Embrace for Chris Brown. I wrote it over 3 years ago, and he just now releasing it in 2022. So it's like a great record just doesn't get old. Like, you know, it doesn't get old until the world hears it.
Yeah.
So, and with that, with Do You Mind, it was like, let me just make something that feel good. And out of the blue, you know, I'm persistent, bro. You got to tell me no. So, I mean, I'm not ashamed to ask, yo, bro, can you do this verse? Or, bro, can you this? Bro, can you do that? I'm going to ask. Mm. And I don't know. It just, something just clicked that day. I said, yo, Breezy, yo, I got this record. I want you to hop on. Ooh. He said, send it to him. He said, I love it. Only thing I need you to do is beef the beat up. Mm. Beef the beat up, send it back, send the verse back. I'm like, wow.
It fits like a glove, man. You did your thing.
For the free ski.
Dang, for real?
For real, man.
Oh, man, that's love.
Yeah, it's all love, bro.
I love Chris Brown. The first time I ever seen him perform was at the Indigo Tour when he came here to Salt Lake. When you're on tour, when you're going to these different cities, what inspires you on the road, like, to create new music and stay fresh?
What's crazy, man, is, like, when I'm on the road, like, I'll do something. Like, in my hotel, I go downstairs to the hotel bar and, like, sit next to somebody and just have a conversation with them. You know, take a couple of shots. What's going on in your life, man? And people, you'd be surprised what people talk to you about, not even knowing you.
Yeah.
Like, people really open up. It's almost like a therapy session. And it's like, I take what people talk about, things that I have going on, people that I meet, of course, and I go back and create stories out of it. Mm. And it's just, I think that's always been inspiration of mine, which is just people, period. So I think, and I think a lot of songwriters can attest to that as well. Like, just people and life and happiness and the struggle of, you know, finding love, the struggle of finding peace. Like, people really go through things every day. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, you know, everything is always fun and dandy. Like, no matter what you see, people going through something. And just to sit down and talk to a stranger and they just open up, whether it be about work, life, relationship, family or whatever, they just open up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I do on the road to kind of like stay inspired. And talking to fans and people saying like, yo, you changed my life. Your music did this for me. And all that is inspiration for me, because when I go back in the studio, that's my goal again, to inspire and change somebody else's perspective or way of thinking.
When you're telling me that story, man, about the way that you get inspired, first thing that pops into my head is that, like, you're not shy to talk.
Nah.
You're not shy to talk. You're not shy to open up.
Nah.
So here's the real question. When do we get the podcast?
Oof. When do we get the podcast? It's coming. I think baby steps. All
right.
No, what's crazy is we're actually thinking about doing something like that. My fiance and I, we got a lot of couple friends. And we think it'd be healthy for the culture to get in there, talk about uncomfortable things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, for example, why is it that the man doesn't have the same rights as the woman in the beginning? You know, when it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it I have to go, you know, get a blood test to prove that I'm the father when I was here the whole step of the way? It's just a lot of different things that I feel like people don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the, that's a big thing. Like men, and the real struggles of what men, and I love my fiance because she understands the real struggle of what men go through. Like, she like, baby, I get it. She thinks it's absurd that a man would have to go to those lengths to, you know, get even half a custody. You know, so
it's a weird place, man.
It's here in the
state of Utah, it's even worse.
That's
crazy. It's very hard for men to get rights out here when it comes to children.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Regardless of what the state is of the mother, as long as she got sane, of sound mind or whatnot, regardless, like it's up to her.
I got to throw a big shout out to my dad because I grew up with a single father.
Yeah.
My dad didn't listen to the government. He said, no, I'm taking my son.
I'm taking my son.
We out.
Come on now.
He took me. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm doing something good with my life.
No, absolutely, bro. I mean, you know, people, you know, kind of like water down the importance of a father.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, it has nothing to do with race, where you from. The importance of a father is the importance of a father.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just certain things a father can show a child that a mother can't.
Now, going through all these obstacles in life, right? Just living life, ups, downs, everything.
For sure.
How does Vito manage his mental health?
Man, this may sound crazy. I just don't let things get to me. It was a time where I did, but I started to learn like my peace and my happiness is way more important than making someone else feel good about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're trying to put me down and trying to bring me down to your level, I'm sorry, I'm just not available. I think, you know, my peace comes from just listen, bro. Like, I'm good. I'm not going to be drug into your world.
Yeah.
You know, I got a daughter at home. I can't go home with that energy on me. I can't go home with that to my fiance.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't. It's just because it's just bad energy.
It will throw off everything.
It throws off the everything, bro.
I feel the same way in the sense of learning that the problem that people have with you is something that they got to work out.
Yeah, it's the problem with themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually looking at yourself in the mirror like, okay, what are you truly mad about? And then when you sit down, if you sit somebody down and really talk to them and dissect, you see like, okay, all right, so that's what the problem is. It's not me. It's something you're going through, and it's okay. And, you know, I've been a punching bag for a lot of people sometimes. That's why I feel like, hey, I'm good. I'm tough skin. It's like, okay, I'm going to keep pushing.
Yep. Just keep on moving.
Yeah.
January 13th, the Mood Swings album is coming out. Make sure you go get it. Got Vito here. Hey, Vito. Got a lot of people here in Salt Lake City, Utah, from Ogden City to Provo, the tri-state area.
Mm.
A lot of artists. I tap in with a lot of our local artists.
Okay.
A lot of them are on the stages of just getting their music out. What advice do you have for young talents?
Oh, man.
Because you went a lot of different routes, right?
Yeah,
you went television. Yeah. You've done a lot of different things.
I've done the printing of the mixtapes and passing them out for free at the mall, all that. Everything you do needs to be an effort to gain more attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't say do this clout chasing thing. I wouldn't do that. But I would say focus on, find something you're really good at. If it's rap, do rap. Don't try to sing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sing. Don't try to rap. I think that focus on the music. Don't focus on the negativity. Just continue to put music out. I think we get discouraged when you feel like you work really hard on something, you put it out and it don't get seen. It was like that my first 3-4 albums, literally.
Dang.
And it's very discouraging. I would say to any artist coming up, don't get discouraged, bro. Like, if you have an urge to succeed, like, you have to really have a strong desire to succeed, you will succeed. If you don't have that strong desire, like, no matter what, I'm going to be a singer, and that's what I had.
Yeah.
I said, bro, I don't want to go to college. I don't want to go to the military. I want to be a singer. I want to be a songwriter. And I think that that's what did it for me, the strong desire to keep going. And I just kept pushing music out to the streets. Don't stop, because it's going to be some dry times. Don't stop.
Flood it.
Go do some covers. Rap over somebody beat. You know, do whatever you got to do, like, music-wise to go viral, man, and just keep going. And every single time I've ever, you know, been able to go viral, I always capitalize off of it. So people get comfortable. Bam, you hit the shade room. Oh, what's up? You lit. All right, now you got 3,000 new followers. What you got for them?
Yeah.
What you got for them? Okay, you just going to let them. They're going to follow you. Wait, don't see what you're doing. Oh, he ain't doing nothing. Unfollow.
Mm.
So I think, you know, stay in the now. You know, study the music, study the charts, see what's popping. You know, don't try to follow somebody's, you know, their method, but yeah. Recreate it. Everything's been recreated. Like, you can't, it's nothing under the sun that ain't been done.
I had this conversation recently with one of my homies that's been in the position of discouragement, and he's like, well, it's hard to be innovative. And I'm like, it's not really.
It's really not.
There's blueprints out there. Just put your flavor on it.
Put your flavor on it.
I mean, like, we don't have that many meats out here that we cook with, yeah. But there's a whole bunch of different dishes, right? It's like, you got this chicken, what you gonna do?
Right. I mean, everything can be prepared differently. Listen, R&B is R&B. Mm-hmm. I don't care who does it. I don't care who does it. Rap is rap. I don't care who does it. But what flavor, what new style or twang or whatever you want to call it can you add to the culture?
Yeah.
For me, I like to sing about love. I like to sing about, you know, I ain't trying to be in the club popping bottles all the time. I like to, you know, to big up a woman. That's my thing. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it might not be your thing, but that's my thing, and it works. Your thing might be in the club popping bottles. Might be, you know, what's her name? What's the guy name? Put That Woman First.
I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. I ain't gonna embarrass myself.
He was an R&B singer that sung about the streets.
Yeah.
He sung about the struggle in the streets and things like that. That might be your niche. Mm-hmm. But find it and live in it. Don't jump around because it ain't working right now. Because all you're doing is starting back over.
Yeah.
And like when you create a lane, like, you ain't gonna make a U-turn and go back the other way. You're gonna keep going forward.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
January 13th, Mood Swings is out. So we do this thing on Unrestricted. Okay. It's called the yearbook.
Hey, Dre, would you calm down for a moment and just let me talk? At this point, you're just rambling, all right? What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Will Wonder, and I have a podcast called The Will Wonder Pod. I know, super original name, but I promise you'll love it. We talk sports, we talk music, and generally have some really interesting interviews with people that are doing some really cool things. So make sure you check it out wherever you get your podcast. Once again, that is The Will Wonder Pod. All right, Dre, go on about your business, whatever the fuck you were talking about.
And all the kids are treating me very nice. It's great.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
Don't you say that. Don't you ever say that.
Most likely to go viral.
6ix9ine.
Okay. Facts. I mean, he did.
Trolling.
Now I wonder if you can use this one. Class Clown.
Soulja Boy.
Mm. He was the first to be a class clown.
Yeah.
Most likely to own their own restaurant.
Rick Ross.
He did it.
Yeah.
Lemon pepper.
Best hair.
Vito.
The waves is on.
Come on, baby. 360.
Most likely to answer the phone day or night.
Mama.
Love it. What's your mom think about everything that's going on in your career?
Well, she passed in 2013, but I'm pretty sure she's happy. Mm. Pretty sure she's proud of me. Pretty sure she's proud of all her kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, mom would definitely answer that phone day and night. Okay, what time it is?
Biggest hustler.
Jay-Z.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
Most talented.
Vito.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Most hated. You recycled one. You could recycle another if you want.
Most hated. That's. I'm gonna say Kim Jong Un. I don't know.
he's dead, isn't he?
Nah, I think he's still living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Him and Dennis just kicking it.
Yeah, they cooling it over. They tripping.
Most likely to own a McDonald's.
Most likely to own a McDonald's. Jim Carrey.
Shout out to Jim Carrey, man. So he's underrated.
Oh, absolutely. He's one of my favorite actors.
Most likely to grab. Most likely to get a celebrity pregnant.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah, facts.
Absolutely. Nick Cannon.
12 baby, man. Hey, salute to Jesus Nick Cannon,
great, man. Hey, golly, King. I see you.
All right, last one. Best dress.
Best dress. I don't know, man. I, I probably got to get that to Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Chris, he be dressing.
He has his own style.
Yeah, like he just be putting crazy stuff together, but it look good. I don't know if it's because he's tall or what, but I put that, it's going to be ugly. They'll be like, nah, I can't wear this, man. I'm too short for this, man.
I love Chris Brown, man. I just want to take a moment to show him some appreciation, man.
Yeah,
man.
Much love.
Salute to that, man. Okay, next thing we do on this show, it's called P or No P. So, you know, pushing P has been a thing, right? Back in my day, it was, are you player? Is that a player move or not?
Right.
So I'll give you scenarios. You have to be like, yo, this is P or not P.
Right.
Are you sick of podcasts that just interview people with the same questions and gossiping nonsense?
Are you tired of hearing about what's wrong with the world? Can you locate your nearest orphanage?
Who cooked the last supper?
R.I.P. Mr. Potato Head.
Seppuku Harakiri.
Where is Mavis Beacon?
This is Hoss.
And this is Hoss Beefy.
Listen to the Beans and Rice podcast.
Exclusively in Braille and all streaming platforms.
Patent pending.
I'm a player, man. I'm a pimp, and I don't have to deal with
you. Got your shirt on backwards. Player.
Player's
fucker. P or not P? That is the question.
Having the chance to smoke with Snoop Dogg, but you don't.
That's not P.
You got to, right?
Yeah, you got to smoke. I don't even smoke, and I smoke with Snoop.
Me either. Got to. Who else you have to smoke with? Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson, yeah. I feel like conversation with Mike Tyson when he high would be crazy.
That's coming.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Turning music on. Turning music on while getting busy. So you setting the mood. Back in my pop's day, it was some Barry White.
Yeah, that's P. Yeah.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah, that's P, definitely. I mean, I don't know. I mean, unless you're going for a quickie or something. I mean, you just get in and out. But if you're trying to, like, really, you know, make some fireworks happen, you got to go and set the mood, man.
Yo, your parents getting busy to love TKO is crazy.
Man, come on. My dad got too much information. I'll be like, come on, Pop. Man, I ain't trying to hear none of that, man.
All right. Buying cheap wine, but telling your date, yo, this is the most expensive thing out. You're going up to the liquor store?
That's not P, but listen here. Fake it till you make it, young king. Mm. All right? You take the label off or whatever, pour it in a champagne flute or whatever you got to do, but that's not P. That's not. Nah. You might as well just get a shot of Don Julio or something.
P with the asterisk. Like, if you get them panties, then...
You get it. I mean, good. I mean, you probably got some good conversation or something.
All right. Wearing overalls as an adult.
Wow. I mean, I think it's P. I think that's P. I think it depends on how you wear it, though, man. I think, and that's the thing about style and fashion. You can do whatever you want to do with it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Shout out to the Nappy Boys.
I sure wore some overalls as an adult. Hey, Gucci, though. North Face. Different.
All right. So we talked about being in the club, right? Mm-hmm. Popping bottles, everybody. Popping bottles, having fun. Now, holding the VIP bottle, but you ain't chip in.
That's not P. At all. Listen, I'd have had to tell a few guys, hey man, give me the bottle. Give me the bottle. Get your cup. Here you go. Now you go stand on the couch. You ain't paying for nothing. Yes, that is not P.
Now what if the one holding the bottle that didn't chip in can fight?
Hey, I can fight too. I mean, hey, you won't fight over a bottle you ain't pay for? All right, bet.
Nah. All right. On the first date, showing your talent.
It depends on who you are, but I don't think that's P. Nah, that's not P. Mm. Just relax.
I think magicians get a pass.
Yeah, you said magicians?
Yeah. Like, you can make a napkin disappear?
Yeah, like, you hold
that's
on that.
That's pretty fly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, magicians. I mean, they probably do get a pass, because, but then again, like, magician, though? Nah.
Well, you Chris Angel out here getting cheeks?
Man, I ain't Chris Angel, but sit down somewhere. Where he been at?
Vegas.
Yeah, he is in Vegas.
Getting that Vegas check with the Jabberwockies.
Yeah, he is.
The Celine Dion.
Hey, I did see. I was just in Vegas. I did see that. Yep.
You better chill before you end up on that Vegas show. End up
making nigga disappear.
He'll make you disappear. All right, wearing light up sneakers as an adult.
Oh, that's not P. That's childish. That's very childish.
You don't want the blinky
dudes? Nah, that's childish. I see somebody. I'm gonna say, hey, take your shoes off. Here, put these on.
You gotta stop the music, right? If you're performing, right?
Mm.
Real sexy. And you see some little light up sneakers walking across the floor.
I'm like, ain't this supposed to be a 21 older show?
Get the kids out of here.
Right.
All right, last one. Tattooing your spouse on you, name or face.
That's not P. I think it's bad luck, actually.
Yeah.
It might. Yeah, I think it's bad luck. I'm a little superstitious.
There was that trend where everybody's putting the name on the neck.
Nah, that's like they got it. That's like the West Side. It's like South Side actions. That's not happening. Nah, we ain't doing that.
No doubt. Well, Vito, you got an album coming out, Mood Swings, January 13th, which is a Friday the 13th. Why should we be excited for this?
Well, this is my sixth studio album.
Working.
Like, you know, and each one of these songs, each one of these albums have some really, really great records on it. I think this album is the most diverse, though. I think it's the most, you know, stripped down. I think it has all my albums are good. I think this is the best one, though. Got some really great records on that. But aside from the features, I think a lot of love and just a lot of time went into creating this specific project. And I did it differently this time. I had people who actually came in and helped me. Because everything I've done in the past, very self-sufficient. I write everything myself, which is a great, you know, great accolade to have. But, you know, you got to sit back and say, hey, what one man has ever won a championship? So I say, hey, let's do something different on this project. Let's bring in some creatives, bring in their ideas, bring in different producers, and let's see what we can do. And then it's also a way of for me to, you know, just kind of give back to up-and-coming writers like myself and like I once was. So, yeah, I think it's special because of that. It's full of love. Of course, I got records on that by my fiance. Records on that's going to hit home for some people. Going to have some people in arguments. But, yeah, it's one of those. It's real. Going to be some controversy going on.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Well, check it out Friday the 13th, January.
Yay.
And if you are in Utah, make sure you go to the show tonight at the Complex, 7 p.m. Doors open. Tickets are still available, complexslc.com. And a big shout out and go follow playhard_events on all social media. They got upcoming events this year that's going to be really live. Hopefully they can bring more artists up here. We can have some fun.
Yeah.
Vito, I appreciate you.
My brother, I appreciate you, man.
Peace.